Mr. Bashir's documentary aired, Gavin and his mother have gone into seclusion after being bombarded by requests for interviews from tabloids around the world. This statement, released to the press by Gavin's mother, says, "I'm appalled at the way in which my son has been exploited by Martin Bashir. The relationship that Michael has with my three children is a beautiful, loving father, sons, and daughter one. To my children and me, Michael is a part of our family. In addition, she is considering action against Mr. Bashir for including Gavin in his special without parental consent."
We can only take the lies for so long. And I've reached my limit. And that's why I'm doing this.
I'm not here to defend my boss. I'm here to tell the truth.
I didn't really know how you behave with the people who come to the ranch and come to your home. I hadn't seen it. And you were the most generous person. But I looked around here yesterday, and some of the people really appreciated it. But others were greedy. Others couldn't help themselves. Do you sometimes despair of human nature?
Yes.
One of the topics repeatedly brought up in Martin Bashir's interviews is the same one that has been the subject of speculation by countless tabloids, talk shows, and comic monologues for over 20 years. Michael Jackson's changing appearance.
Having surgery or changes or whatever, cosmetic surgery or anything like that. People have that sort of thing in this country all the time.
All the time.
People go on a weekly basis to have
all
things changed.
And most celebrities, most movie stars, you know.
So why is it such an issue that you do that?
But the fact that they said I had, like I'm overly obsessed with it, it's not true. That's not, the things they've said that I've done are not true. I haven't had my eyes done. I haven't had my cheekbones done. I haven't had my lips done. I haven't had my chin done. That's a lie. They just go too far.
In the final interview 8 months later, Martin Bashir is still doggedly pursuing rumors of Michael's plastic surgery.
You look fine. I'm one of the stinky.
That's a nice
But
line.
You don't look stinky.
An area of his life Bashir said he felt Michael had been less than honest about.
You know, you physically changed, haven't you? The photographs of you, if I look at them.
No, it's called adolescence. It's called growing and changing.
Yeah, but even the shape of your face has changed.
I've had no plastic surgery on my face, just my nose. It's helped me breathe better so I can hit higher notes and have clear. The press decided to add on all this stuff. Nothing's been done to my eye, cheekbones, chin, lips, nothing. They made it all up.
Do you think that people do go too far with plastic surgery, generally? Do you think it's become... So why are you so defensive when people say, Mick Jagger's had one, Paul McCartney may have had one. Oh, Michael Jackson's had one.
They don't do it that way.
What do they do?
They just pick on me like I'm the only one that does it. That's why.
So if people said, well, actually, Michael's the same as everyone else,
yeah,
then it wouldn't upset you so much.
It would upset me so much.
You know, if you want to have a facelift, you have a facelift.
Yeah, if it makes you happy.